somebody else out of their miracle.
That's right. And I think of that scripture in the New Testament, Darren, don't cast your pearls before swine. And some of you have relationships and associations with people that if you told them about your healing, it would be like casting your pearls before swine. And Jesus here in the New Testament, he really warned some people. In Mark 8, verse 22 through 26, there is a man who he brought a blind man in the town of Bethsaida, and taking the blind man by the hand, Jesus brought him out of the village of Bethsaida. Now you say, why did he have to do that? I believe there was so much unbelief and doubt in that city, Darren. Jesus had to take him by the hand and take him out. He brought him out of the village, and after spitting on his eyes and laying his hands upon him, he asked him, do you see anything? And the man looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. Now this meant that he didn't have a clear vision yet. Just think, Darren, the Son of God put his hands on this man, and because of all the defilement that had been on him, he had to do it a second time.
I would say this also because of the tradition of the day.
Oh, yes, and we're going to get into that, too.
People don't get healed, but, you know, in our next message, we'll talk about that. But, folks, I tell you, you got to deny tradition having rule over your life.
That's right. So Jesus had to again lay his hands upon this man, and his eyes were totally restored. Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord, he'd been blind, and now he sees. But do you know the very last thing Jesus warned him? Do not go back into Bethsaida. Do not go into village. Go to your home, but do not go back in there. He wanted this man to keep his healing.
Amen. Father God, we can hang on to the miracles that you've given us, and you are the miracle worker. You're bigger than any problem we have on the face of the earth, whether it's in our body or in our surroundings. Lord, you're bigger than tradition. You're bigger than false teaching. You're bigger than weakness. You're bigger than fear, doubt, and unbelief. You're bigger than every infirmity, every demonic spirit that's ever been set against mankind. You're bigger than that spirit. And Lord God, we say there is no disease that you cannot eradicate from the human body. There's no spirit, Father God, that's stronger than the name of Jesus or the power of Holy Spirit. Lord, we stand on the fact that you are the healer. You're the miracle worker. We stand on the fact that we're your children, that we're joint heirs, and that we don't have to put up with the adversary, the devil. We don't have to let him win in our bodies or in our circumstances. So today, Father God, we just see you strengthening those that have been recently healed.
Yes.
Strengthening those, Father God, that are still struggling to get healed. They're going to get healed, and they're going to keep it.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father God, I thank you that you can heal us instantly, or you can heal us over a period of time. But your word is stronger than our circumstances, stronger than our symptoms, because we know that symptoms and feelings are liars, but your word is truth. And Jesus, you're called the way, the truth, and the life, and we're going to go with truth. We're going to go with holiness. We're going to go with repentance, knowing that when we repent, you take the sin out of our life. Even if it's fear, doubt, and unbelief, you can take that out of our life, and we can win. We thank you, Jesus, that you're a winner, and we can be winners. We can be overcomers. And we declare today that you still perform miracles. We can hang on to those miracles. We can walk in divine health. When we need divine healing, we're going to go for that, but we can learn to walk in divine health and victory. Thank you, Jesus, for the word. Thank you for you being the word. In your powerful name we pray. Amen.
Amen.